Legally Blind Melbourne Man Excels at Rebuilding Antique Autos by Chris Cridler. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Joe Nalty's Red 1931 Truck. From the editor, the following online story about Federationist Joe Nalty appeared on the internet on January 5, 2011, in the publication Florida Today. Joe is a past president of the NFB's Deafblind Division and is currently president of the Cars, Classics, Antiques, and Rods or Special Vehicles Division. Here is the article. Joseph Nalty has been a lot of things: the owner of a manufacturing business, a governor's appointee, an inspirational speaker, and a lip-syncing, guitar-playing cowboy with a Melbourne Elks Lodge entertainment group. But Nalty, 76, may be first and foremost a wizard with cars. Legally blind, he has just 2 degrees of vision in one eye, the result of deteriorating sight after an accident when he was 14. He is restoring his 26th Model A in the garage of the Melbourne home he shares with his wife, Arlene, and is president of the Cars Division of the National Federation of the Blind. He's planning an Orlando car show in July. This car did not exist, Nalty says as he points out the bright red 1931 truck's different parts. A lot of times I buy cars and take them apart and put them together. This car, I bought pieces and put it together. The fenders, the lights, the gas tank all had to be restored before he assembled them. He has help with painting, but he finished and installed a beautiful wood lining in the truck's bed by himself. I braille all the parts, he says as he touches and identifies them. He does the same with a table full of tools. Nalty is already thinking about his next car, but it's clear he loves the one he's with. The Model A was simplicity, he says, noting that many of the parts are new, manufactured by specialty vendors. Model A's are very sought after by the older generation. It still needs work on the seat, and even though the cloth top fits, he'd like to get a more authentic one. I've got a good $20,000 in this vehicle. You want to buy it? He asks with a laugh. He'd like to pay off a hefty credit card bill. Nalty says he lost money in real estate and spent a fortune on one of his 3 grown sons' medical bills. He used to have a 36-foot boat and 15 antique cars. Life is full of ambitions, direction. You go up, you come down, and I'm going back up again, Nalty says. He gets help about once a week from representatives of a state program that aids disabled people starting their own businesses. It's such an inspirational thing, says Jason Jones, who works on Nalty's behalf for the Florida Division of Vocational Rehabilitation. Just getting to know Joe for a year and hearing all the things he's gone through and continues to go through, but he doesn't stop. The program aims to help Nalty do more inspirational speaking and write a book about his life, partly with new equipment that allows him to dictate to a computer. With another machine, Nalty can use his limited vision to read greatly enlarged type on a screen. That's how he reads all the paperwork for his governor-appointed post on the State Board of Speech, Language, Pathology, and Audiology. He's so inspirational to us and to other people, says Ron Bowen, who works with Jones. How can you not be encouraged to do better in your life, he adds. You don't see us helping. We don't touch anything. He does everything by himself. Nalty can't drive the cars he so lovingly restores, except for in and out of the garage. He isn't sad about that, and he has a message for others with disabilities. Do something with your life, he says. Don't sit in the corner. Don't cry. Don't rot. Nobody wants to hear it. So maybe you can go to school. For God's sake, try to get a college education if you can today, or take up some vocational skill. Nalty's wife, Arlene, says being married to Joe has given her opportunities she never would have had if she weren't so involved in his life and business. I got to drive a truck. I got to experience all the male chauvinism. I got to learn things, she says. Nalty talks about starting up a manufacturing company again and developing an energy-gathering wind machine he designed. His wife calls him tenacious and a dreamer, and there's nothing wrong with that. Many things have come from dreams.